This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At some of the company-owned Taco Bell locations, the boss will make $100,000 a year after a new raise. This is the company-owned restaurants, not the franchise ones. This is a sign of a tight labor market, but also confirmation that these places tend to fall apart without managers who know what they're doing. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
When Stephanie Lask was promoted to assistant manager at Wendy's in the early 2000s, she was in her early 20s and got a pay bump to $30,000 a year.
But I worked so much.
The new job came with 50 to 70 hour work weeks, unpredictable schedules, understaffed shifts, no overtime since she was salaried. And as a manager, she had to deal with a lot of belligerent customers.
I've been threatened before, you know, like we've had to call the cops on customers because, you know, they were like drunk and belligerent. But yeah, it's not fun. Like, it's rewarding in some ways, but not all the time.
It can be tough to find a manager who can handle all that while keeping employees happy and keeping the doors open. David Hingis at the restaurant consulting company Technomic says Taco Bell knows all about that.
So the $100,000 is certainly meant as a huge incentive.
That would be a big step up from the $50,000 to $80,000 Taco Bell currently pays managers at its company-owned stores. Hinka says good managers can also train their staff and keep employees from jumping ship. He says that can save the company a lot of money, too.
It's economically painful to restaurants to have turnover. And so the more you can bring stability, the more you can bring leadership, the more you have quality people at the top, the better the entire restaurant is going to perform.
But even if it pays six-figure salaries, Taco Bell will still face competition for good managers.
Fast food and retail are very closely related, and they exchange people all the time.
That's Wasim Islam. He used to manage a Starbucks in Virginia. He says he started feeling frustrated with upper management and realized his managerial skills could land him somewhere else. After a year and a half at Starbucks, Islam left to become a manager at the pharmacy chain Duane Reade. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.